नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 16 किंग चित्रकेतु मीट्स द लॉर्ड टेक्स्ट नंबर 39। कामधियस्त्वयि रचिता न परम रोहन्ति यथा करम भज्विजानि ज्ञानात्मने अगुणमये गुण गुणता स्वद्वंद्व जलानि। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस अभयचरणानंद स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन। O Supreme Lord, if persons obsessed with material desires for sense gratification through material opulence worship you, who are the source of all knowledge and are transcendental to material qualities, they are not subject to material rebirth, just as sterilized or fried seeds do not produce plants. Living entities are subjected to the repetition of birth and death because they are conditioned by material nature. But since you are transcendental, one who is inclined to associate with you in transcendence escapes the conditions of material nature. Purport. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 4.9, wherein the Lord says, Janma karma chame divyam evam yoveti tattvatah taktva deham punarjanma naiti mameti sorjuna. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. If one simply engages in Krishna consciousness to understand Krishna, he surely becomes immune to the process of repeated birth and death. As clearly stated in Bhagavad Gita, taktva deham punarjanma naiti, such a person, simply by engaging in Krishna consciousness or understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, becomes quite fit to return home back to Godhead. Even those who are obsessed with material desires may also come to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead so steadily that they go back to Godhead. The fact is that if one comes to Krishna consciousness, although he may have many material desires, he becomes increasingly attracted to the lotus feet of Krishna through associating with the Supreme Lord by chanting his holy names. The Supreme Lord and his holy name are identical. Thus, he becomes uninterested in attachment to material enjoyment. The perfection of life is to be uninterested in material enjoyment and interested in Krishna. If one comes to Krishna consciousness somehow or other, even for material gain, the result is that he will be liberated. Kamad, dvaisad, bhayat, snehat. Whether for the satisfaction of material desires, because of influence of envy, because of fear, because of affection, or because of any other reason, if one comes to Krishna, his life is successful. Hare Krishna. So in this particular verse, King Chitraketu is glorifying the Lord by saying how if one approaches Krishna in any circumstance will escape the conditions of material nature, that is repeated birth and death. Srila Prabhupada Goswami, in one of his literature, he warns those who have any attachment to this material world, if anybody has any attachment to parents or any beloved brother, sister, friends, he wants that he should not go to the bank of Yamuna, Kesi Ghat, where Krishna is standing in his threefold bending form. If one have that darshan of the Lord, then he will forget all attachment to this world. This warning is there. But what is it so fantastic about Krishna that attracts or what that makes one forget his attachment to this world? Or how to meditate on Krishna so that one gets this kind of result, that he forgets the attachment to this world. So in this way, we'll try to reflect on this subject. First of all, we have to understand that Krishna, like Srila Prabhupada is explaining in the purport, that Krishna is a different person altogether than as we perceive people in this world. Janma karma chame devyam evam yavyati tattva taktva deham punarjanma naiti mameti saurjan. That Krishna's appearance and activities are transcendental. They are not ordinary activities as we see in this world, his appearance and his activities. And unless we understand this, there is nothing so special in Krishna. He may be like described as one of the beautiful person or one of the very political person, whatever it may be. There are so many people like that in this world. But what is special about Krishna is that he is not one of us. Unless one understands this, then what is so special about Krishna? There is nothing so special about him. So here Krishna himself describes about himself, saying that my appearance and my activities are transcendental. They are not of this world. Of course, because we don't know him, so he has to introduce himself like this. In Bhagavad Gita, he is speaking like this. So what is that transcendental nature? Krishna says in the fourth chapter of Gita, while speaking to Arjuna, he says that this knowledge, transcendental knowledge, which is about to speak in this chapter, he gave it to sun god so many millions of years back, and he spoke to Manu, and he spoke to, like that it went on. But Arjuna had a doubt. He says, how can it be so that we are contemporaries, we took birth around the same period of time? How could he claim that you spoke this to sun god? How could you remember like that? Then Krishna says, both you and I have gone through many births, but I remember all of them and you don't remember. So when Krishna says like that, he's saying, although they took apparently births, many, many births, but there is a difference. What is the difference? That you forget, I don't forget. So this is a very, Prabhupada immediately writes how Krishna's body does not change with his appearances. He comes always with the same self body. That we forget because we take birth in different bodies. As soon as the body changes, we forget. Because we are identifying with this body, which is temporary, therefore our memory is also temporary. This body is because it is asat. It is not true. Therefore, whenever we associate with this body, we also tend to forget. But Krishna's body is not like one of us. It never changes. It is always the same. Srila Prabhupada explained the purport to that verse, quoting Brahma Samhita, Advaitam Achyutamanadi Manantarupam Adhyam Purana Purusham Navayovanam Cha. Navayovanam means always having youthful body, although he is the oldest. Srila Prabhupada explains that Advaita means there is no duality. Like we have so much duality, that this body is a duality. There is a differentiation between body and the soul. But Krishna is Advaita in the sense that his body and soul are non-different. He himself and his body are non-different. Therefore he is Advaita. And Achyuta means he never forgets. He is infallible. In this way, from the very beginning, Krishna is telling how he is completely different than any of the people in this world. Prabhupada explains that how we even don't remember what we have done exactly at this time, a previous day. How to speak of millions of years back what we did. So although we are by nature spirit soul, we are also unborn, we are also inexhaustible, still Krishna is completely different. He is the Supreme Lord. And he is always in knowledge. He never forgets. So this aspect of the Lord should be clear to the devotees, and that is what's special about him. And to explain that, Krishna further says, Ajopisan abhyatma bhutanam ishwarapisan prakrutim swam adhishtaya sambhavami atma mayaya. That although I am unborn and inexhaustible like any other living entity, but still there is a difference. That I am the Lord of all living entities. Bhutanam ishwarapisan prakritim swam adhishtaya. How I descend with my own nature. Prakritim. So what is Krishna's prakriti? That his body and his self are non-different. So when he descends with his own prakriti. And that is the supreme position. Sambhavami atma mayaya. And he descends, how? Through his own internal potency. Atma mayaya. Not the external energy or this world, material world, without whose help we cannot get a body. We are getting body because of the help of external nature of Krishna. But when Krishna descends, he says, I descend by my own internal potency. He doesn't take help of this material world. In this we can see how Krishna is a transcendental personality who appears, and he says the purpose of his appearance to deliver the pious and annihilate the miscreants. But first of all, he is different. His personality is completely different. He appears just like sun, which comes during certain period of time of the day and again disappears. But that doesn't mean the sun is gone forever. When we leave the body is gone forever. It doesn't come back. We have to accept another body. But not the same situation with Krishna. He is always there. He just appears out of his own causeless mercy. It is said, Atma Maya, Prabhupada explains according to a dictionary, Sanskrit dictionary, that Maya here means causeless mercy. Its explanation is like that. Maya means causeless mercy. But Krishna descends with his own, because of his causeless mercy, to help, to attract the mind of devotees towards him. So what happens when a person is attracted to Krishna's personality? It is said, Krishna explains in the same chapter, Bhita raga bhaya krodha manmaya mam upashita bhava janma tapasa puta mad bhava magata. That they attain love for me. Puta mad bhava magata. That they attain love for Krishna simply by being attracted to Krishna. Bhita raga bhaya krodha. They are devoid of attachment, fear and anger. Manmana mam uparshita bhava janma tapasa bhava jnana tapasa. Like that. So we see that how if somehow or other somebody is attracted to Krishna, especially here, the conditions are pretty tough. Bhita raga bhaya krodha. Devoid of attachment to this world, devoid of fear and anger. It's very difficult. So Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport that it is not easy to be attracted to Krishna. And there are three main reasons why one does not get attracted to Krishna. This is important because we have to understand these things which Srila Prabhupada is explaining, because these are the reasons why we are not attracted to Krishna. So one is that Prabhupada says neglect of spiritual life, and second is fear of spiritual personal identity, and third is conception of void that arises out of frustration. So there are three reasons why one is not attracted to Krishna. Neglect of spiritual life means one is too much absorbed in material concept of life and is not able to understand what is spiritual life. What all these things we are speaking, Krishna is non-different from his body. That way, by meditating on Krishna, one can overcome attachment to this miserable world. So these are things very difficult to understand. One is very, very much absorbed in materialistic concept of life. and they hear so many philosophy and they get confused, therefore they reject everything. Because they cannot understand all this subject matter which is not part of this world. And many of them, Srila Prabhupada says, being frustrated, they take to intoxications. Because in this world there is not much happiness they sought for. They sought so hard, but ultimately what they get is misery. And they want to have some understanding of spiritual life, but they get confused. They reject everything. And as a result, in frustration, they take to intoxications. And when there is hallucination, they think this is spiritual life. So this is what the situation is. Somehow people are distracted from real spiritual path. Then other kind of people are there. They understand this world is miserable and there is something higher than this, spiritual life. But as soon as they are informed about personal form of the Lord, personal spiritual identity, they get scared. Because all the miseries are there because of the body. So as soon as you leave the body to get another body, that concept itself is become fearsome. Very fearsome. That how can we have a spiritual life uncontaminated, yet have a body? How to have feelings which is completely pure, yet with a body? So this kind of things becomes very, very difficult for the impersonalist to appreciate. And therefore, they reject the form of the Lord out of fear. Prabhupada said this is a fearful situation. How can be there peace? Even if one merges with the impersonal Brahma Jyoti, how can there be peace if he is fearful? His understanding is not complete. This is another situation where people actually unable to appreciate Krishna's form. And third is conception of void that arises out of frustration. So he rejects everything and he thinks everything is void. There is no God, there is no spirit, no body. Everything is Maya. That is another way to look at the things. And in this way, these are the things which actually stop persons, people, from appreciating Krishna or his transcendental body and being attracted to him and get purified. Completely purified, that there is no fear, no anger, no attachment. So how to then get attracted to Krishna when it is actually so difficult? If one examines, he can understand that these are the problems which a conditioned soul faces. That he wants to understand but he gets frustrated. He wants to enjoy, he gets frustrated, so he is fearful of having another body. So these are the things which are factual. That is very difficult to appreciate Krishna's transcendental nature, his appearance, his body, his activities. Because we are conditioned to live in a body which is of completely different nature. Srila Prabhupada then explains, that he gives the solution that therefore one has to take shelter of Krishna and there is no other way. Because these things are very fearful, this kind of philosophy, this kind of understanding, this kind of misconceptions about spiritual life, spiritual forms, this kind of fear, to get rid of them, what is the only source? Only source is take shelter of Krishna. Just surrendered wholeheartedly to Krishna, take a shelter and seek his mercy in that way. And serve the Lord under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master. These two things, when one does, then gradually he will get rid of all this misconception about his own self, about the material world, about the spiritual life, spiritual forms, spiritual reality, whatever it may be. All these things will gradually clear up and one will develop true love for Krishna. Adhusraddha tatha sadhushanga tatha bhajana kriya anartha nibruti then bhava. Like that. Gradually taking shelter of Krishna wholeheartedly with complete faith and confidence and taking the guidance of spiritual master, one will gradually understand. Nevertheless, here Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport that no matter what happens, if somehow or other one is able to focus on the form of the Lord, especially on the form of the Lord, then his life is perfect. Although there are so many difficulties, so many problems, but still, somehow or other, if one is able to meditate, especially in the form of the Lord, then there is advantage, there is success, there is purification. We'll see that so many devotees, they love to be attracted to Krishna and his katha, his pastimes. This is actually very, very effective. Like Srila Prabhupada explains here, Kamad, Dvesad, Bhayad, Snehad. This is actually a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, where Narada Muni is instructing King Yudhishthira Maharaj how to get rid of this world or how to focus on Krishna. He says, somehow or other, Kamad, Dvesad, Bhayad, Snehad. Whether one have lusty desires to Krishna, whether one is envious of Krishna, whether one is fearful of Krishna, or whether one has affection for Krishna. In one way or other, if he is somehow or other focuses on Krishna, whether he knows, whether he has any information about his transcendental form or not, still, that is the speciality of Krishna, that he will be purified. Yatha bhakta svare manaha avesha tad agham titva bhavastvad gatim gataha. That if he is able to focus on Krishna in these different ways, or just like the devotees who render devotional service, like Narada Muni says, like myself, some or other, if the mind is absorbed, avashya, then automatically one is get rid of all sinful activities, he is purified, and he goes back to Godhead. This is how it is explained by Narada Muni. Then he gives example that how the gopis had lost a desire for Krishna. King Kamsa, he had fear of Krishna, constant fear of Krishna. Then Shishupal, he had complete envy for Krishna. He was completely envious of Krishna. And the Pandavas are very affectionate to Krishna. And Narada Muni says, Vayam, myself, by rendering general devotees, by rendering devotional service, we attain the mercy of Krishna. So it is explained how, even if there is desire for enjoyment, still one gets purified. It is explained that how the gopis were attracted to Krishna, and King Parikshit, he asking a question to Sukadeva Goswami. He is asking that these ladies of Braj, they didn't know that Krishna is the Supreme Brahman. They didn't know how Krishna's transcendental nature is that. So whatever is described in Bhagavad Gita. So they were attracted to him because he was beautiful. He was speaking so nicely. He was generous and all these qualities. They were attracted. So similarly, anybody in this world, if he is attracted to anybody else, why can't he get purified? I mean, any person is also Brahman. Any of us is also part and parcel of the Lord. We are also Brahman. The nature is there. So, there they didn't know that he is Supreme Brahman. They are just simply attracted to the form of the Lord. And here also, somebody is attracted to the form, not knowing that he is Brahman. But why can't he get purified? So this question he asked, so that people should not claim that they are Krishna and take advantage of the situation. Just to stop that, Parikshit Maharaj is asking this question to clear for all, forever. But Sukadeva Goswami, because he is the spiritual master, he kind of didn't appreciate, he didn't like the question, although he knew that he was asking this question so that nobody take it for granted in the future. He said, I have already cleared this doubt previously, why are you asking again? And then he says that how Shishupal, although he was envious, He was constantly meditating on Krishna. And also he didn't know exactly the supreme transcendental nature of the Lord in that way. So he was constantly envious of Krishna. So as a result, Krishna killed him. But when Krishna killed him, he looked at him, and just by looking at his form, he got liberation. So if the enemy of the Lord, who are envious, or who are always in constant fear of him, wants to kill him, if these people, by thinking of Krishna, can get liberation from the bondage of this world, from the bondage of this material world, which is contaminating, they get freed from these contaminations, then why can't those who are attracted to him in a loving way, in an affectionate way, will not be liberated from the attachment to this world? Obviously, the gopis were beyond the modes of material nature because of the fact that they were attracted to the form of the Lord. Similarly, Kamsa, he was constantly thinking of Krishna. Although he was thinking and planning how to kill Krishna, he sent so many agents. So many of his top people he sent, like Putana, Bakasur, Aghasur, so many demons he sent. And all of these big people, they were killed by Krishna and they got liberation. So this is the difference, that when one thinks of Krishna, although unaware of his transcendental nature, still they get purified. But on the other hand, if one is attracted to the beauty of this world, although they are Brahman, they will not get purified, they get more and more entanglement. So that is the difference. And therefore, Narada Muni is insisting, that he is requesting King Yudhishthira Maharaj, that somehow or other one should meditate, especially on the form of Krishna, not nothing else. That he says that the King Varna, he was also very envious. But his envy was not directed against Krishna and his form. Because it was not directed against Krishna, therefore his envy didn't help him. The other day Krishna the Prabhu was explaining how when a person envy, any envious person is actually envious of Krishna. Right? Because he is envious because somebody else is having some better quality than him, or in some way he is superior, which is hankering but not getting, therefore he is envious. But anybody who is having any good qualities or any good position and opulence, that is because of mercy of Krishna. Krishna says, everything you see in this world, big thing, they are but a small splendor of my spark. That is Krishna. Just like the other day, Gaurang Prabhu was explaining in Brahmachari class, that how when this Nawab Hussain Shah, he came to house of Srila Sanatana Goswami. So Sanatana Goswami was engaged in hearing about Harikatha, Srimad Bhagavatam, with some learned Brahmanas. And Brahmanas are basically superior to the kings, compared to the kings. And they are not supposed to show any respect. But when Nawab Hussain came, all these Brahmanas actually stood up in respect. And Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport, that they stood up in respect not because of this person, Nawab Hussain, who is a meat eater and so many other things he also does. But rather, they understood that this person, whatever power he has, that is because of the mercy of the Lord. And because that power is given to him by Krishna, therefore they respected to him. They showed all respect to him. Similarly, when we envy people, because we are unaware that these qualities are there in them because of mercy of Krishna. And when we envy them, we envy indirectly to Krishna. But then that envy is not directed against Krishna directly, to his form, or not, this such kind of envy is not able to remind them of Krishna in anywhere directly. And because such envy is not able to remind them of Krishna, therefore they can't get freed of this material contaminations. Whereas, therefore, Varna, he didn't got liberation. Whereas Shishupal, he got. So in this we see, this is the truth, that somehow or other, if one is able to focus on Krishna's form, his activities, then definitely he will be liberated from the contamination of this world. Not only that, he will be liberated from the concept of impersonal or fearful situation of impersonal liberation, and he will be liberated from frustration of voidism. In this way, we can see there are so many examples. Also, speaking about ordinary people of this world, we know there was once a thief who was running away from the police. And as he was running away, he entered into a satsang where devotees are sitting and hearing from a speaker about Harikatha. And this person didn't know what is happening. Just for save himself, he just entered and sit in the middle of the crowd. The police went by. The sergeant went by. And because he was in constant fear, he was not able to hear or relate what the speaker is speaking. But suddenly everything made sense to him. Because the speaker was speaking about jewels on the body of Krishna. So he was a thief. So as soon as he heard about the jewels and the ornaments, he was attracted and started hearing. And after the class, he went and asked more about such a boy is there. Where is he living? What is his address? Where does he live? And the speaker, out of his causeless mercy, this person is interested. He spoke about Krishna more and more, gave his description, gave his address, Vrindavan, bank of Yamuna. Then he said, roams alone, he roams alone there. Yamuna Tiravanachari. So he was completely convinced and he went. He had full confidence in the word of this preacher. And because of that confidence, Krishna did appear to him. And when he met him, he was attracted to his beauty. He was attracted to Krishna and started speaking to him. And when Krishna spoke, Krishna said, he's Suvasa. Suvasa means his speaking is very, very charming. One who hears Krishna's speaking, then also his attachment to this world goes away. So when he heard all these things associated with Krishna, immediately his attachment to this world, his attachment to the jewels and ornaments that Krishna was wearing, all gone away. And he became a pure devotee. You see, the examples are there. So this, one should have this conviction or faith that although I cannot understand about the transcendental nature of Krishna because of our own conditioned nature, but still, somehow or other, if I get attracted to the form of Krishna, I'll be purified. This is what we have to understand, that this confidence one should have in his heart. And those who have this confidence, they immediately gain the mercy of Krishna. So all our association, all our services, all our study of scripture and everything is actually to make us convinced that Krishna is the only person, personality, who can give us the real pleasure. And we have seen such faith in so many devotees. Another example is, there was one person in Jagannath Puri. His name was Gita Panda. Actually, his name was something else, but because he was studying Gita all the day, every day, with full love and affection, because he always felt these verses are spoken by Lord Sri Krishna, personally, to Arjuna. And through Arjuna, he is speaking to us. So therefore, he was releasing these verses of Gita because he felt personal presence in Krishna. And he had full faith in everything Krishna says. But as usual, he was a Brahmana. The studying scripture will not fill the belly. So his wife and children were actually suffering from starvation for a couple of days. And his wife demanded, why don't you go out and do something, give something, bring something for the house, beg some alm. The children are suffering, everybody is suffering. He said, no, there is no need. He said, why? She asked, why? He said, see, this verse Krishna speaks in Gita, that whatever a devotee have, I preserve it, and whatever he lacks, I provide. So Krishna says, whatever I like, he'll provide. So he'll provide. Why should I go out and work? So when she heard, she was like kind of amazed. How can he speak like this? And she, out of complete frustration, she took a pen and put three lines on this verse saying, this is bogus. This person is believing all these things, but this is not what is happening. We are starving. So therefore this is wrong. So cut it three places. and then they drank some water, something, and went to sleep. And this person, because he isn't convinced about Krishna's message, and he is complete shelter of Krishna, so he was peaceful. So everybody went to sleep. But the lady, she was not able to sleep because of hunger and everything. And at that time somebody knocked the door. So she was the one who got up first. She went and to see who is there. And there she saw two small boys. One is blackish, other is white. She didn't know who they are. But they brought a lot of ingredients, bhoga, for cooking. And they said, oh, your Gita friend, some friend is there, and he sent all these ingredients, please take them and cook something. And she was very happy. And again, she also saw the form of the Lord. She was very attracted. She talked to him, and she heard him speaking. She said, why don't you stay? I'll cook and you eat and go. Both of you, take prasad and go. Please stay back. Then he said, no, I cannot eat anything because my mouth is turned. My mouth is caught by somebody, three places. Therefore, my mouth is burning. I cannot eat anything. I'm going. Saying that, he left. Still, she couldn't understand who these persons are. Then she woke up the husband and told the whole story. Immediately understood that actually you have seen the Lord. Then instead of cooking, they straight went to Jagannath temple, paid their obeisances, and said, we are very sorry for neglecting all these things. And as they are paying obeisance, they saw there are three dots on the lotus slip of the Lord, resembling that his mouth is actually cut, three places. So in this way you can see, if a person has conviction, faith, that just by meditating on the form of the Lord, chanting his holy name, Srila Prabhupada explains, the devotee gets detachment from the material world because they associate with Krishna by chanting the holy name. That is the way, in this sense, one should associate with Krishna. So association of Krishna through chanting, through association of the Lord, one can get purified from the contamination of this material world. And that is the true liberation, true success in spiritual life. So many examples the acharyas are giving. Hare Krishna. Any one question? Because about to be nine. Anybody has any questions? Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Garpramanande. Gaur Bhaktivrinda ki jai ho.